I was listening to the Little Fatty Cast, and they were talking about how the inventor of the QWERTY keyboard, well, they called him the inventor of the QWERTY keyboard, Christopher Sholes. They were talking about
Mr. Sholes.
Yeah, they were talking about him. And Big Fatty asked the question, why is the QWERTY, you know, why did they come up with the QWERTY keyboard? Like, what was so special about it? And Larry Vader totally just made shit up. He's just like, oh, yeah, so you could type faster. It's so you could type faster and you could do things faster because that's how it was laid out and everything.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Why, Big Fatty, why...
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3894 of EFO for Monday the 9th of January 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty did not hear Scott in Northern California. He's too busy calling the death phone. Oh, okay. Busy weekenders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday has been well, or is going well. Your busy weekenders today, because y'all, Big Fatty's had a busy weekend, and next weekend I'm going to have a busy weekend, and the weekend after that I'm going to have a busy weekend. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're going to have a busy weekend. Uncanny grasp of the obvious. Woodhaven!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 9th of January. Y'all, it's very important to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you've heard this person many times on the little show, calling in from the jalopy, co-host actually he's the host. I'm just the pretty one over there at the LFC, the Little Fatty Cast. Y'all worked many years at the coal mine with him. Y'all was even in attendance, a simultaneous attendance of a production by Miss Shirley Q. Licker down at the Cha-Cha Palace when it was open here in town. Y'all, nowadays he's couldn't be bothered, Big Fatty, cause he's got the jar. Well, the jar take up a lot of his time and interest. Well, that's true, but he's quick to check on the elderly. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Mr. Larry Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, Big Fat, I didn't know he'd changed the spelling. Well, I think he might as well change the spelling if he wants PNS Noah to get it right. Y'all, Larry Vader, y'all, it's old Vader. You know, sometimes, well, there for a while he had a lot to say. Not so much anymore. But y'all, if you see Larry H. Vader on the Twitty or the Face Space or the Woolly Mammoth or on Ms. Bacon's calling tree, it's true, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake fed to him by the jaw. Big Fatty, I have become vulgar.
Happy birthday.
last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the show. Y'all can't remember anything in particular about Thursday. I will tell you, I've kept up with my nipple walking all weekend long. And, let's see. and I've caught up on some things on the TV machine, too. So I'm happy about that. But got up on Friday, and was preparing for Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, I made some ham solid sliders, and what it was, you just chop up the ham. I used the chopper that. The Haunt Cub and Daddy Ron gave to me. And y'all, it does a great job. And put that in a bowl with some yellow mustard and some Worcestershire sauce. And mixed it all together. Put some shredded cheddar cheese in there. And y'all, then I had just about a third of a jar of a small jar of the homemade chow chow that my neighbor made for me. And y'all, I just poured the liquid off of it and dumped the chow chow in there and mixed it all up and took a package of those rolls, the King's Hawaiian rolls, and sliced them in half, tops and bottoms, and spread that on there. And y'all, and then, you know, cut them in individual little slider sandwiches, and y'all, they were delicious. They were absolutely delicious, and everybody seemed to like them, and it was a little something different. So I had that, and I had chips, and then cheese cookies. Granny brought, what did Granny bring? Granny brought, I'll have to tell you in a minute what Granny brought. Durwood brought, y'all, he bought these, he gets these Gouda smoked sausages through his meat box. Fatty? So, y'all, he brought those and we heated them up and he had some sliced Gouda cheese to go with it. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And then we had the Nip brought, what did the Nip bring? The Nip brought cheese and crackers and fruit, and he got a chocolate bar cake at the Sam's Club. And what did Granny bring? Why can't I remember what Granny brought? Big Fatty, because you're old. That's why you can't remember it. Y'all, I can't pick. Oh, he brought chicken wings. He brought three different flavors of chicken wings. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Young Nicholas stopped by for a while. It was lovely to spend some time with him. And young Ryan was here, and Durwood, and Granny, and the Nip, and myself, and Flo. Y'all, Flo came up from the Flo Rida. She was going to some sort of hootenanny on Saturday, and she spent Saturday nights with the Nip. So she came to Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, it was a lovely evening. And, y'all, I guess we were all done about, about 9:30 or so, and, that sent them on their way, and, anyway, y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, we know Whitman Tinker doesn't give a tinker's damn about your sleep anymore. He's just letting you sleep and drool all over the pillows. And y'all, but it's been cool. Low 40s at night, upper 30s, y'all, perfect weather to crack the windows and get under the electric camisole. Y'all, it's lovely. And got up on Saturday. Flo came down, and we did the morning nipple walk. She had to be at her party. It was about 2 hours away. And I guess we finished the Nipple Walk about 11 a.m. in the morning, and y'all about high noon, y'all, there was a knock at the door at the villa, and y'all standing there was Alex and Brandon, and y'all, I had known they were coming down, and they said, "Brookwater, we would like to take you to lunch because we enjoy doing kind things for the elderly." I said, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all, they like to go to kind of, I don't want to say foo-foo, but kind of foo-foo-y little places, or a hint of foo-foo, you know, interesting places. Let's just say that. So y'all, I said, you know, I think y'all would like to go and experience the restaurant that young Jonathan works for, Big Fatty. So y'all, we went over there and sat inside. It's a little chilly, but sat inside, and they sat facing out onto the waterfront. Y'all, it's just a lovely, lovely day. And one moment, please. I've got to have a little bit of the hot tea. Y'all, this is the orange spearmint. Oh, that's good. And y'all, when we were being seated, I asked, "Is young Jonathan working today?" And y'all, the hostess says, "Well, he was supposed to be here at 11 a.m., but he's not here yet." I said, "Well, if he shows up, let him know that we're over here." And I don't know, it was probably, 15 minutes later, y'all, he comes up to the table, up to the table, and gives Big Fatty a hug, and introduces himself to Brandon and Alex. And y'all, that was it. Never saw him again. He was rushing into the pantry or whatever. And y'all is, yes. So, you know, a dollar or a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar. Big Fatty's about 12:30. Oh, well, it should have been a 10 o'clock scholar. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we had some appetizers. Y'all, they have delicious, delicious fried hush puppies with a honey butter. Oh, fantastic. And Alex is a vegetarian, although he eats the fish, the seafood, also the shelled seafood. And y'all, they got something called carrot hummus. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper name back in the late 80s? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bent Carrot Hummus. Bent Carrot? Anyway. Bent Carrot Pierogi. Anyway, but yes, it was my stripper name back then. But anyway, y'all, it was very rustic, and it came with different vegetables that were, you know, just presented rustically, and y'all, it looked lovely. And then we each had a drink. They had a glass of wine each, and I had I had some sort of jalapeno mojito. And, y'all, it was good. It's good. It's spicy. Spicy. And then for lunch, Brandon had the homemade chicken sandwich, and Alex had some sort of pasta dish with lots of black pepper in it. And Big Fatty had the patty melt with the French fried potatoes. Y'all, it was all delicious. I could only eat half of mine, brought the other half home. Yes, Big Fatty, and you won't let me have any of it. Well, you can have it now. I'm so full right now, it doesn't matter. But anyway, after that, they were in town. They were experiencing their crema gift trip to each other. They were staying downtown, and they had a fancy dinner at a at a French restaurant. You know, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Alex Lefebvre is a connoisseur of French wines. You ask him about French wines, he'll tell you everything he knows. Big Fatty won't take long either, will it? No, it won't. Flo finished her visit to the birthday party for the 80-year-old lady and came back to town. And y'all, she lives in the Jacksonville, and she's a big follower of the Jaguars down there. So she wanted to watch the sports ball game, so she came over and the Nip, and she ordered a white pizza, Big Fatty Racist, and solids. And so they ate their supper, and we watched the game up until about halftime, at which point I said, thank you for calling, and sent them on their way. And y'all had some cheesecake, and it was just a lovely evening. Y'all then on Sunday got up, Flo came back down. We did the big circle. We did an abbreviated Just Fat Acres on Saturday morning because we're a little tight on time. But we did the big circle and came back, and y'all then I've told you all the ferns have gone to glory, but the Nip says if I cut them off at the dirt that they'll come back. So y'all, I've taken them all out of the pots, which you said I shouldn't have done, but I'm keeping them watered, and I'm gonna cut them back this week down to the nubs, if you will. And Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Big Fatty was down to the nubs. You're a stripper? No, it was not. So watered all the plants and everything. And y'all, my back door lock, y'all, it wasn't staying connected to the network. So I went in and had to redo it to factory resets. And y'all, then I couldn't get it to connect again. I don't know what it was, but you know, third time's the charm, and I finally got it working. And y'all, then I had to hop into the share, because y'all, we were invited to go to we were invited to go to the Charleston Yacht Club for brunch. So we went down there. Olive was there, and our mutual friend, old lady friends, were there. And I say that in all kindness. Y'all had a lovely lunch. Came back here to the villa, and I was immediately put into a food coma. I had a nice nipper nap. And y'all, it's just been a lovely, lovely Sunday. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, on the Friday little show, y'all, I asked the question, enough already, ? And y'all, that was not, I was just wondering if y'all thought it was enough already. I don't plan on giving up the little show. I will say this, the old gal gave me some good advice. She says, if you're doing it if you're doing the little show for others, then it's probably enough. It's enough already. If you're doing it for yourself, then keep doing it. And y'all, I'm going to keep doing it because I'm doing it for me and I'm doing it for you. So anyway, but y'all, I enjoy it. It's part of my day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Daniel Bieber and the kids at the Mix. And Daniel, what did you think about that?
Why, Big Fatty, why?
Oh, well, why is because I enjoy doing it. Well, you, Big Fatty, he's unsubscribed. Why bother?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.